Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the passive voice using the perfect tenses. Now, if you go back and listen to previous podcasts, I've spoken about using the passive voice with the simple tenses, so the present simple, the past simple, the future simple, and I've spoken about using the passive with the continuous tenses, the present continuous tense and the past continuous tense. Today we look at the remaining tenses, the perfect tenses. And we're going to look at the present perfect simple, the past perfect simple, and the future perfect simple. So first of all, I would like to look at the structure of the present perfect, the past perfect, and the future perfect when we use the passive voice. I would say that these are actually the easiest tenses to use the passive in, as they're really, really similar to the active voice. The active voice is just have or has, and then the past participle. For example, I have seen or I have done. With the passive, you just have to add the word been and then the past participle. So let's look at that structure. With the present perfect, it's have or has been plus the past participle. For example, I have been asked to write a speech for the wedding. I have been asked to write a speech for the wedding. The structure of the past perfect is had been and then the past participle. For example, the boy had been told 3 times to be quiet before the teacher sent him to the headmaster. And the future perfect is will have been and then the past participle. For example, the letter will have been sent by the end of the week. So all you're really changing from the active voice is you're putting the word been after the have, or the has, or the had, or the will have. The important point about the passive voice in general is that you always have to remember to use a form of the verb to be. With the present perfect, the form is always been. Now let's talk a little bit more about why we use the passive. So the passive is all about removing the doer of the action, the person who does the action. And the reason we take them away is because maybe they're not important, or we don't know who they are, or it's obvious who they are. If we look back at the sentences I gave you at the beginning, these are all in the passive. Let's turn them into the active and consider why we have decided to remove the doer in these sentences. So the first sentence, which in the passive was, I have been asked to write a speech for the wedding, in the active, it's the bride has asked me to write a speech for the wedding. So maybe it's important to mention the bride. Maybe she's the most important part of the sentence, but maybe it's obvious. Maybe she is the only person who would ask me to write a speech. Therefore, if I tell somebody that she asked me to write a speech, well, that's fine, but I can just use it in the passive. I have been asked to write a speech. The second example, in the passive, the boy had been told 3 times to be quiet. If we look at this in the active, it's the teacher had told the boy to be quiet 3 times. Again, maybe it's obvious. Maybe we don't need to mention that it was the teacher who had told the boy to be quiet. So we can just use the passive. The boy had been told 3 times. And the final example, in the future perfect, the letter will have been sent by the end of the week. In the active, it's the company will have sent the letter by the end of the week. So again, maybe it's not important, or maybe we don't know who's going to send the letter. All that matters is that it, the letter, will have been sent. So that's the basic idea of the passive in the perfect tenses, and now it's your turn to try to turn some active sentences into the passive. And all of these are going to be in the present perfect tense. This is a particularly useful skill and a useful thing to understand and study if you are taking an exam, especially an exam where you have to do some writing which requires analysis of data or description of changes from the past into the present. So let's look at three examples. So remember, you have to turn these active sentences into the passive. Number one, the government has spent a lot of money to improve public transport. Number two, the teacher has given us 2 days to finish the essay. And number three, they have promised the employees that they will get an extra day of holiday. So there we have three sentences, all in the present perfect and all in the active. Now I would like you to try and turn these into the passive. So reconsider what the subject of the sentence is, the most important part of the sentence, and then think about that structure as well. Remember, that structure is has or have been plus the past participle. That's for the present perfect. So pause the podcast, rewrite those sentences in the passive, and then when you're ready, press play. So let's take a look at the answers. So number one, the government has spent a lot of money to improve public transport. Well, now the money is the most important thing. So the sentence starts with a lot of money has been spent to improve public transport. Number two, the teacher has given us 2 days to finish the essay. Now we want to change it so that we're not talking about the teacher giving us 2 days, but it's about us. We have been given 2 days to finish the essay. And number three, they have promised the employees that they will get an extra day of holiday. It's not about they anymore, it's about the employees. So the passive is, the employees have been promised that they will get an extra day of holiday. So there you can see how we change the active into the passive. And it's a really good idea to create some sentences as well where you can do both active and passive sentences and change it from active to passive or passive to active, just to practice the structure and to make sure you're using the correct words and the correct forms of the verbs. So that's all for today's podcast about the passive using the perfect tenses. I hope it helped. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but hopefully with practice, you will improve and feel a lot more confident with it quite soon. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.